A top United Nations human rights expert has published a report detailing how Israel is committing genocide in Gaza with the backing of the United States and European governments. And furthermore, this top UN expert called for international sanctions on Israel and an arms embargo, stating very clearly that countries that continue to send weapons to Israel are complicit in genocide.
After 5 months of monitoring and analyzing Israel's onslaught on Gaza, my report finds that there are reasonable grounds to believe that the threshold indicating that Israel is committing the crime of genocide against the Palestinians as a group in Gaza has been met. Specifically, Israel has committed 3 acts of genocide with a requisite intent: killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, and deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. The flagrant and systematic slaughter of Palestinian civilians, the deployment of unlawful weaponry, the utter obliteration of vital civilian infrastructure, including the deliberate targeting of all Gaza's hospitals, and the man-made starvation of the Palestinian people transcend the realm of war crimes and crimes against humanity that had been seen in the occupied Palestinian territory before.
The UN News Agency published an article summarizing this very important report titled "Rights Expert Finds Reasonable Grounds Genocide Is Being Committed in Gaza." And it quotes Francesca Albanese, who is the UN Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights in the occupied Palestinian territories. She was appointed by the UN Human Rights Council. She's the top UN expert on the human rights of Palestinians. And she said in this report, quote, "There are reasonable grounds to believe that the threshold indicating the commission of the crime of genocide has been met." She said, quote, "The genocide in Gaza is the most extreme stage of a long-standing settler colonial process of erasure of the native Palestinians by Israel." And she also said, quote, "The colonial amnesia of the West has condoned Israel's colonial settler project." And she said that Israel has been given impunity while it's carrying out genocide. And she said, quote, "I implore member states," that is UN member states, "to abide by their obligations, which start with imposing an arms embargo and sanctions on Israel." And while this top UN expert is calling for an arms embargo on Israel, a report was published that details how 99% of the weapons that Israel is using to carry out this genocide in Gaza come from the US and Germany, two of the world's leading historical experts in genocide. And this report notes that 69% of Israel's arms purchases come from US companies, 30% come from Germany, and 1% come from Italy. So the US and Europe are directly complicit. Their companies are profiting off of Israel's genocide in Gaza.
The monstrosity unfolding is accompanied by a pervasive anti-Palestinian narrative and dehumanization emanating from the uppermost tiers of Israeli society, including high-ranking officials with command authority and frequently reflected in soldiers' actions on the ground. This reflects the intent, a dolus specialis, to destroy in whole or in part, which is what distinguishes genocide from other atrocity crimes. In the case of Gaza, there exists a chilling clarity of this purpose: the systematic eradication of an entire people, or at least a significant part thereof.
Now, this report that the top UN expert published on the Israeli genocide in Gaza is quite long. It's 25 pages long. I invite everyone to read it. I think it's a very important document. But I'm going to look at a few highlights that were published on the website of the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Francesca Albanese, the special rapporteur, said that Israel has destroyed Gaza in the 5 months of bombing. She described, quote, systematic destruction of every aspect necessary to sustain life in Gaza, from hospitals to schools, from homes to arable land, the particular harm to hundreds of thousands of children and to pregnant and young mothers. She wrote that this can only be interpreted as constituting prima facie evidence of an intention to systematically destroy the Palestinians as a group. She noted that since October 7th, Israel has killed over 32,000 Palestinians, including more than 13,000 children. Over 12,000 are presumed dead under the rubble. Nearly 75,000 have been wounded, many with life-changing injuries. 70% of residential areas in Gaza have been destroyed. 80% of the entire population has been forcibly displaced. And she also noted in this report that in Israel, there is a vehement anti-Palestinian discourse, which frames the entire Palestinian people in Gaza as enemies to be eradicated and forcibly removed. And she noted that this genocidal rhetoric is pervasive across all segments of Israeli society. She wrote, quote, calls for violent annihilation from Israeli high-ranking officials with command authority aimed at soldiers on duty on the ground serve as compelling evidence of explicit and public encouragement to commit genocide. She also noted that Israel's executive and military leadership and soldiers have intentionally distorted foundational rules of international humanitarian law in an attempt to legitimize genocidal violence against the Palestinian people, including by redefining the categories of human shields, evacuation orders, safe zones, collateral damage, medical protection. And Israel has used these protective functions as humanitarian camouflage to conceal its genocidal campaign.
One of the key findings is that Israel's executive and military leadership and soldiers have intentionally distorted, using Bello principles, subvertive their protection functions in an attempt to legitimize genocidal violence against the Palestinian people. The only reasonable inference that can be drawn from the unveiling of this policy is an Israeli state policy of genocidal violence toward the Palestinian people in Gaza.
She said, quote, Israel's genocide of Palestinians in Gaza is an escalatory stage of a long-standing settler colonial process of erasure. And she described it as an ongoing Nakba that must be stopped and remedied once and for all. Nakba is the Arabic word for catastrophe, and it's a reference to the ethnic cleansing of the majority of the indigenous Palestinian population in 1948 by the Zionist colonial militias that created the modern state of Israel with the backing of the European colonial empires. And back in November, just 1 month into Israel's genocide in Gaza, a top Israeli minister boasted, quote, we're rolling out Nakba 2023, boasting of continuing this Nakba in Gaza. That is the destruction of the Palestinian nation, the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian indigenous people. Now, this is not the first time that experts at the United Nations have warned that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. In fact, back in November, just 1 month into Israel's genocide, the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights published a very important press release titled UN Experts Call on International Community to Prevent Genocide Against the Palestinian People. And numerous UN experts warned that Israel has repeatedly shown genocidal incitement, calls for a second Nakba, and a colossal death toll and destruction of life-sustaining infrastructure that points to the risk of genocide in Gaza. This is from back in November. We're now in March, and April 7th will be the six-month anniversary of this Israeli genocide. And most of these statements were ignored by the mainstream Western corporate media. However, I do think that things are slowly changing, and this new report by the UN expert on the rights of Palestinians has been reported in major media outlets in the West, including Reuters, published an article titled UN Expert Says Israel Has Committed Genocide in Gaza, Calls for Arms Embargo. BBC, British state media, published an article titled Gaza War, UN Rights Expert Accuses Israel of Acts of Genocide. And even CNN, which essentially acts as a US government mouthpiece, also reported on this in an article titled Reasonable Grounds to Believe Israel is Committing Genocide in Gaza, UN Rights Expert Says. Now, this UN Special Rapporteur, Francesca Albanese, she has faced consequences because of her reporting the truth in Gaza. And Al Jazeera has an article in which they interviewed her, and she explained that she's been constantly facing threats over her reports telling the truth about Israel's genocide. She says, quote, "It's been a difficult time. I've always been attacked since the very beginning of my mandate." So this is the true face of the so-called rules-based order that Western governments constantly talk about, in which the U.S. makes the rules and orders everyone around. The U.S. is sponsoring a genocide that Israel is carrying out. The U.S. is arming Israel. And then when top experts of the U.N. speak out, they get threatened. And of course, let's not forget that back in January, the top UN legal authority, the International Court of Justice at The Hague, said very clearly in a ruling that there is sufficient evidence to investigate Israel on charges of genocide. This was in a case that was introduced by South Africa. It was co-sponsored by Nicaragua and has the support of dozens of countries across the global south that are opposing this genocide being sponsored by the Western colonial powers. And even mainstream Western human rights organizations that are often very biased in the interests of Western governments against the global south, like Amnesty International, for instance, even Amnesty has acknowledged that Israel has been blatantly defying the International Court of Justice ruling, calling for it to stop killing Palestinians, to stop carrying out genocide. And meanwhile, the U.S. has continued to staunchly support Israel. Now, briefly, I want to point to a few other comments made by United Nations experts, because several have been speaking out and they're not getting enough attention. And The Guardian newspaper finally published a report in February. It was an interview with the UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, Michael Fakhry, and he said that, I'm reading here from The Guardian, "Israel is intentionally starving Palestinians and should be held accountable for war crimes and genocide." And even the chief of the UN Human Rights Office has said the same in an interview on BBC. This is titled, "Gaza Starvation Could Amount to War Crime, UN Human Rights Chief Tells BBC." This is based on an interview with Volker Türk, who is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. And he is a lawyer from Austria, like many of the top UN officials are from Western governments, especially Europe, and they're often very biased. And he has been biased, but he's finally speaking out about Israel's atrocities. And he warned that Israel's starvation of Gaza is turning into a man-made famine. And he said that there is a, quote, plausible case that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza, and he pointed out that this is a war crime. Now, I would say that this statement is very euphemistic. This has been obvious for months. Back on October 9th, just a few days into Israel's genocide in Gaza, the defense minister of Israel, Yoav Gallant, ordered a, quote, complete siege on the Gaza Strip. And he said, quote, "There will be no electricity, no food, no fuel. Everything is closed." This has been more than 5 months, nearly 6 months now. I'm recording on March 28th. Nearly 6 months of a medieval siege on Gaza, one of the most densely populated areas on Earth, with more than 2 million civilians trapped. And they've been under a complete siege. The Israeli government has said very clearly they're preventing food from going in. And the Israeli defense minister referred to Palestinians as, quote, human animals, using this genocidal rhetoric. Now, finally, before I conclude here today, I want to mention one other important detail, which is that this March, finally, the UN Security Council was able to approve a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. However, there is a huge asterisk here. Now, previously, the US had voted against four different Security Council resolutions that called for peace in Gaza. And in three of those cases, the US was the only country that voted against the resolution. Therefore, the US used its veto power. Now, on March 25th, the US abstained and finally allowed a resolution to go through that called for a ceasefire. But in reality, it's not a permanent ceasefire. It is only a temporary ceasefire, and that is the only reason the US allowed this resolution to go through. I'm reading here from the UN News Agency. It notes that the resolution that was passed calls for an immediate ceasefire for the month of Ramadan. This is the holy month for Muslims. So it's only a month-long ceasefire, and then after, Israel's allowed to continue its genocide. And the US didn't even vote for it. The US abstained. It was a vote of 14 in favor and one abstention. And that includes European allies of the US, like France and the UK, these colonial powers. Even they have repeatedly voted in support of past resolutions. Now, the UN News Agency points out that Russia had proposed an amendment that would have made this call for a ceasefire permanent, but the US opposed this amendment because the US doesn't want a ceasefire in Gaza, a permanent ceasefire. It only wants a temporary ceasefire to save face, to claim that it supposedly cares about human rights while it continues to sponsor Israel's genocide. And as if that weren't bad enough, after the US allowed this resolution to finally go through, the US representative at the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield, claimed that supposedly the resolution is, quote, non-binding. So the US says that they're actually not going to force Israel to abide by international law, to implement the ceasefire that is demanded by the Security Council. And this is false. It is completely 100% false that Security Council resolutions are, quote, non-binding. General Assembly resolutions, yes, are non-binding, but Security Council resolutions are legally binding according to international law. And this is made blatantly clear in the UN Charter. All 193 UN member states are signatories to the UN Charter, including the United States, which is one of the founding signatories. And Article 25 says, quote, "The members of the United Nations agree to accept and carry out the decisions of the Security Council in accordance with the present charter." Period. If you are a member of the UN, you are legally bound to carry out the decisions of the Security Council. Its resolutions are legally binding. But this is all part of a cynical strategy by the Joe Biden White House, which is publicly saying, oh, we support Palestinian human rights. And Biden has even criticized Benjamin Netanyahu, the far-right prime minister of Israel. But in reality, the US has continued strongly supporting Israel. Now, they scapegoat Netanyahu, who is a vile war criminal, but it's not just Netanyahu. It is the Israeli regime, which is an apartheid state that has been engaged in these crimes against humanity, these colonialist policies for decades, well before Netanyahu became prime minister. And NBC News published an article that says it all openly. It's titled, "Biden disparages Netanyahu in private, but has not significantly changed US policy toward Israel and Gaza." It's rhetoric. Publicly, they say, oh, we're against Netanyahu, we want peace. But meanwhile, what is the US doing? In the words of the Washington Post, the US has been flooding arms into Israel. The Biden administration has approved more than 100 separate military sales to Israel since its invasion of Gaza in October, since this genocide started. And again, I mentioned a report earlier that shows that 99% of the weapons that Israel is using to carry out this genocide come from the US and Germany. 69% come from the US, 30% come from Germany. So this is a colonial genocide that was made in the USA with the support of Europe as well. The Western so-called democracies that lecture the entire world about so-called human rights, about the so-called rules-based international order in which they make the rules and order everyone around, and they will allow countries to commit genocide if it's in their geopolitical and economic interests. And meanwhile, top experts at the UN are saying very clearly, Israel is committing genocide, calling for an arms embargo, and the Western regimes that claim to be democratic continue to flood Israel with weapons. Once again, this is the true face of the so-called democratic West and its so-called rules-based order. It is an order that has always been based on genocide and colonialism, just as the European powers colonized the world and committed genocide in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, just as the US was founded on settler colonialist genocide, just as it was the British Empire that helped create Israel, and it was the US Empire that has continued supporting Israel as it commits settler colonial genocide, just like the US, just like the British settler colonies. This is all part of the same colonial structure of the so-called democratic West. And on that note, I'm going to conclude here. I am Ben Norton. This is Geopolitical Economy Report. I'm trying to do my best to help to inform people on what's truly going on. So if you like the work that we do here, please like and subscribe to help to promote this material in the algorithm. Please share with your friends and come back soon. I will be constantly reporting on the latest developments. Thank you for joining me. I will see you next time.